Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
What's showing up on your radar today?
Man, it was a busy week in innovation and entrepreneurship in South Carolina last week. Kicked off with a conference up in Greenville by the Care Coordination Institute, which is the IT group of the Greenville Health System. And they had attracted people in healthcare from all over the Southeast, talking about a lot of the transition of healthcare from a fee-for-service to a fee-for-outcome kind of model. So instead of paying the hospital for procedures, now they're going to pay to keep you healthy, and that's a pretty good thing, isn't it?
Well, it is. I'm just curious on what you think the likelihood is of this catching on nationally with all the, you know, what's going on in Washington in healthcare these days.
Well, there was a speaker there from Medicare and Medicaid, who's head of their Office of Innovation, who said that there's a strong bipartisan consensus that, you know, this transition needs to happen, that basically we got to have healthcare that's focused on keeping you healthy rather than trying to treat you when you're sick, because that's what's driving up a lot of the cost. But what it's driving is a lot of digital healthcare applications. I mean, now you can imagine having you monitor things in your home, you know, your glucose levels or your weight, and have that information collected and transmitted to a healthcare provider so that, you know, they can better help you manage your health and keep you out of the hospital is going to become more and more important. So there were a lot of those kinds of applications discussed.
And so I can see people wearing these Fitbit-type wristbands then that will automatically alert your healthcare provider when you're not eating healthy, and they'll send you a text to get you back on track?
Try to get you back on track, right? Care management is a big part of this. And then just the interoperability among healthcare providers, you know, so you and I, we go to a primary care physician, we go to a specialist, we go to the hospital, I go to an ambulatory type hospital, and so each one of those creates an electronic medical record, and so just the ability to pull all that together and make it work so that all the healthcare providers can get the data in all these different places it was created, that's just another big opportunity. So some of it is empowering us as consumers, but another part of it is just getting the system to communicate and talk to one another better. And then that played in last week to Dig South, which is the conference that Stan Gray does down in Charleston, one of the biggest technology conferences in the Southeast. Jet.com CEO was helping make retail supply chains much more efficient, much more consumer-friendly. You know, Jet got bought by Walmart, so, you know, if you're willing to go to the Walmart store to pick up your order as opposed to having it delivered to your house, it's less expensive, and so they'll want to give you a price break. So there's a very strong digital community that's here in Charleston. So very well attended event, a lot of interesting ideas on the table.
And so at these conferences last week, what were the challenges that you were hearing from entrepreneurs? I'm assuming that's still the old venture capital thing, lack of, thereof?
Well, absolutely, especially early stage capital in South Carolina. That continues to be a challenge. You know, I heard one corporate person on the stage that they were very interested in you know, once you got to the point where you demonstrated your product and you had customers and the market was becoming clear, I mean, there was all this stuff they could do to help you. And that's really good, but you got to get there, don't you? So that continues to be hard in the state. And then, you know, as you get more and more technology companies develop, just the talent pool in Charleston and Greenville and some other places in the state, that starts to become pretty stretched. And those two things go together. I mean, money tends to find the talent. Conferences like Dig South that, you know, promote the across the country, really, kind of what's going on here are really important to attracting that. And then, of course, you know, focusing on a place where we have particular expertise like digital healthcare is real important, too. So, you know, we're doing the things necessary to solve these two problems. And it's just a process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So we just got to keep doing it and doing it. And, you know, we'll build more and more of a critical mass.
Well, John, any more conferences on the horizon that our listeners would like to know about?
Well, speaking of good entrepreneurs, Dirk Brown at the University of South Carolina has his annual IP Summit coming up, and he brings experts from around the country focused on that type of entrepreneurship, and listeners might like to plug into that.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.